Hey guys, welcome to the Warrior Painters podcast. This is your host, Justina Hagenson. I'm a concept artist and illustrator working in film and game industry. I'm currently working at Marvel Studios as a visual artist. Today, I have the pleasure to chat with some great artists who are also very good friend and colleague of mine, Anthony Francisco, Yana Sherber, and John Stubb. We'll be talking about what it's like to be working in live action industry, as well as a personal journey as a concept artist and illustrators. Let's start with their self-introductions.
I can start. So,
okay, Yana, go.
I'm Yana. I just recently started working in the movie industry. I guess you can say recently it's for about 1.5 years. Before, I was working in video games mostly, or a little bit of card illustration, marketing illustration. But yeah, I'm originally from Germany and I moved here 4 or 5 years ago or less. I'm a self-taught artist and yeah, I really enjoy working with what I love, you know, like who doesn't?
Hi, my name is John Staub. I am a concept designer currently working in the film and TV industry. Currently, I'm at Marvel Studios in the visual development department. I've been working for about 10 years now, getting my start in video games and along the way doing illustration work for various things, books, cards, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell.
Yes, and I'm Anthony Francisco. I've been working at Marvel for 8 years now in the visual development team, just different movies that are helping design the heroes and villains of the MCU. Same as my coworkers, you know, they help us shape the universe of the Marvel universe. So yeah, So I got my start like 22 years ago in special effects, makeup effects, doing creature design. And then slowly got better with characters and environments, and then eventually went into games, and then at Marvel. So yeah, my claim to fame: one design I did for Marvel is the Baby Groot, and Dora Milaje, stuff like that is what helped me get a little more popular with the Marvel fans and stuff. Anyway, that's a little bit about me.
Hey, so how do we know each other? I mean, I know John from the school. We went to art school together. And then I think I know the Anthony through John, but also through the Kevin Chan, which is the founder of the CDA. And I ran into Yana. It's one of the book signing or Marvel book signing. So how do you guys know each other?
Yeah, I saw Yana's work, DeviantArt, and then, you know, started following her. And same as John, actually. I saw your work at DeviantArt too. And that's when I just thought, okay, these guys are really good. I should keep them in mind, you know, for later, just in case. You know, I don't really do the hiring at Marvel. I just suggest when people ask, you know. So I suggest really hardly, grab these people. No, just kidding. that's how I met them. And I actually met Yana 5 years ago. Was it in the party with Carla?
I was probably too drunk to remember.
That was the meeting,
yeah.
See?
Yeah, I think I met both you, Anthony, and Yana in person through work. But then, I've known you guys' work for a while now. I think, like Yana, of course, through DeviantArt when it was it was the hub. And I think one of Anthony's first work I ever saw was like a tutorial he did years ago, like this bull
Minotaur.
Was a Minotaur, yeah. I saw that. Yeah, that was my introduction to your work, and
the audio didn't sync up with what I was doing. I think that was the one where it didn't sync up.
There was a delay. I was like, good thing it's good.
Yeah, I didn't know that at the time.
And then I found out that you did like the magic cards and then your concept work shortly after.
Yeah, I remember that. Actually, I know about Anthony Francisco's art, but it's hard to match in the face. And actually, Yana, my first job, my art director showed me your work. And then I want you to be like this. I didn't know it was your work. I just like some person in the Divin Art. And that's then later, funny. Yeah, we became friends. I looked through your work. I said, oh, wait, I know that work. There's always a metal bowl that you sell portrait of yourself in the metal bowl. Yeah, that was the one thing.
You had to make work like for a client that looks like this.
Yeah,
it sounds fun,
realistic, but it's supposed to have a vivid color. So yeah, that was kind of interesting. So kind of briefly know a little bit of how you guys started as a concept artist. So I know that Anthony self-taught. Niana told me that she didn't go to art school.
Yeah, I tried.
You're too good. Get out of here. Yeah,
no. No, actually, I got rejected. I wanted to study after school. So, yeah, I applied. But in Germany, you have to, you can't just study art. You have to have a good degree in school. And I dropped out of school, so I don't have any good school degrees. You know, there is a chance that if you just show your portfolio that you can still get in. But my portfolio didn't make it. And I was so bummed, you know, because I really wanted to study art. But then I was like, screw this shit. Can I swear here?
Natural. I didn't know that it was that hard to get into art school. Same as a career, I think.
I think it's different in Germany because it's the education system is so much better than in the States, you know? You don't have to pay for your study. You even get help from the government financially.
That's so cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, but you have to have certain school degrees, you know, to be able to.
I probably wouldn't have made it. I'm a C student in high school. I almost failed Filipino class and I'm Filipino.
But you're self-taught too. You guys are both self-taught and doing amazing art. So I guess in that sense, art school is not really necessary to be a great artist. I mean, I went to art school.
Yeah. Especially today, I feel like so much online, so much resources online that I do feel like you can pretty much learn everything you could learn in art school too. But I felt what school would give me, art school would give me is some time, you know, because you can work your whole life, you know, you're going to start working and then it's just what you do for the rest of your life. So to have this extra time to just study and focus on yourself would have been really nice. But
That's actually really interesting. Could you guys share a little bit of how kind of decide to be concept artists through either school or personal training? How did you get to that path of being concept artist?
John, can you share with us? I want to hear John.
Yes, John.
How I became a concept artist. I guess a lot of us, I grew up reading a lot of comics, playing a lot of video games, Japanese RPGs, watching movies, Star Wars and all that stuff. So I think the idea of concept art growing up wasn't a recognized term as it is now. So it was more about just, whatever it takes to kind of keep doing that kind of imagery. So I love comics, I want to do it. So I guess I'll take illustration. But I love playing video games and I love doing artwork related to that. So I'll create that kind of artwork.
Did you know about the jobs already? Their video game jobs and all that?
Someone had to do it. So I assumed there was a job for it.
Good point.
So I didn't know if there was a specific term. I guess, you know, when you look at the credits of a video game, they'll say designers or concept or.
Yeah.
It was very loose.
Yeah. Like a label. Cause I think I didn't know about creature design, even though that's right. Yeah. If you would try to figure it out, someone will have to be making it. Right.
That's right.
And I had no idea. All I knew was comic books, do comic books or animation. You have animators. Yeah.
So when I was in school, I thought that kind of work fell under illustration in general because kind of illustration. So I took illustration and my school, the Academy of Art in San Francisco, at the time, I guess a lot of schools didn't really have design, entertainment design programs as much as they do now. It did have visual development, but it was more under the animation side because we were kind of near Pixar and had a lot of influence from there. So it was more that kind of look, very, very stylized, very simplified. But I wanted to do more realistic. I still wanted to do, I guess, now they call it visual development, but I wanted to do more realistic, kind of like comic book, those kind of...
Yeah, like taking comic book into realism.
Yeah. Realism. And so like I would, like a lot of us probably picked up a bunch of Gnomon DVDs outside of school. I discovered Ian McKaig's. I knew his work back from Star Wars and fell in love with it. And then later found his kind of, I guess, tutorial on Gnomon. That was my only source of information to be able to create the kind of imagery that I wanted. I just kind of followed it and followed that way of doing things. Later, I guess most of the industry would have adopted that kind of process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember that when I got into art school, I also went to Academy of Art University in San Francisco. I didn't know where I should be fitting in. So I just bring the Ian McKaig drawing book and then, oh, this is what I want to do. Where should I go? And then, yeah, the supervisor there, the school says, yeah, I think fashion. You want to do fashion? You want to make a clothes? It's like, no, no, not really. And then it's like, yeah, I guess it's drawing. So you can go to illustration. Yeah, that's it. That's the only like lean kind of path that, okay, I guess I'm going to illustration. I mean, Anthony, I know you're starting as a kind of creature designer, right? There's a path to be creature designer.
I was just like, just thinking of the inspirations and paths and stuff and how animation was the first kind of goal I thought I wanted because it's the one that people know about that, oh, when you get the job, you get 60K a year or something, you know, you need some stability that way. But I didn't know about this thing called creature design until I went to this school called Associates in Art. And I was going to PCC for like a community college for a little bit, but I ended up going to Associates in Art. And then that's when I saw Jordu Shell. He was sculpting something in wet clay for like an hour. And it was this amazing bust of like a troll. And I think that's when I was hooked. I was like, wow, this, and I thought I wanted to do sculpting, but really it was just designing monsters. And eventually I realized I like designing worlds, more bigger worlds and stuff. But there was no creature design classes really, except for Jordi's class. But then he, sensibility, I guess, that I have is different. But still, I learned a lot putting some characters together. So it's almost like self-teaching yourself what proportions to use, or look at animal drawing classes. Went to the zoo a lot and try to kind of decipher for myself what parts I like to use and not, you know, and slowly building like a vocabulary to mix and match these parts of creatures that would fit for aliens or parts of creatures that would fit for like werewolves, you know. And that's where the interest started going into more designing stuff. And the animation part was when I have to come in as a in-betweener, I guess, first. I wasn't that confident with how good my drawings were, you know, because I don't know why or how I thought I was better at creatures, and maybe it's easier, you know.
But eventually all combined together.
Eventually, it just took 22 years. That's
it's gonna get there anyway.
Yeah, and I'm still learning. You know, I mean, you guys are already really good, and you're not over 40 yet, so it's still really good to see.
It's a long time.
It'll take a lot of time. Yana, you're just 19, right? You know.
Yana, is it you're starting from like a Germany? Because I don't know much about how Europe how the people's doing art as a concept art. So
it's a lot different nowadays, I feel like, because there's much more schools and stuff. But when I just listen to you guys like talking about Gnomon work, like DVDs and stuff like this, there was nothing like this, you know, like there was no education like this. All we had was like online art communities, which was cool too, because everybody is kind of pushing each other to get better. But when it comes to education, that there was not that much, I guess. I always had this really strong passion for painting and drawing. I was pretty lucky because a lot of people, you know, they ask professionals, oh, what should I concentrate on? What should I draw? You know, what is important to have in my portfolio? Well, I think I got pretty lucky that I always just drew what I wanted to draw. You know, I always painted what was fun to me in that moment.
Yeah.
And it just happened automatically in a way that, you know, I would just do my stuff, upload it on DeviantArt, and like I got clients asking me to work for them almost automatically, it felt like, you know. So I felt I was lucky enough that I never felt like, oh, I really have to work in this specific direction to do something, you know what I mean? Like,
so, yeah.
No, that's a good answer. I think, I think in the end, we kind of end up starting as what we like to do. And then some are leading to the opportunities.
Yeah. I noticed sometimes when early in my career, when I start looking for work, or I'm in between jobs and I get into, let's say, drawing hands. For some reason, I feel like I need to draw hands or something. And then the job coming next, oh, there's a lot of hand gestures in this thing. Oh, how lucky. I just practiced it. Even recently, something, because I'm trying to put together my own IPs and my own stories and stuff. And I took like a story Bible class. And then right after that, I was got an opportunity to pitch my show to play. And then I have it ready.
So organic, so,
yeah. So it's almost like you do what you love, like you say, at the moment. And you do it so well enough that someone would notice it and then, you know, and contact you. So I think that should work.
Mm-hmm. I also think if you, like, for me, I felt like at least if I find something that I really love doing, it's the best way to get better at something, you know, because you're going to progress automatically because you just can't stop doing it fun for you. Yeah, like when I started, at some point I started just drawing portraits of my friends, you know, from life.
I saw that. Yeah, I watched those.
That's just so fun for me. But at the same time, I felt like I also learned a lot, like how to be faster with drawing faces, and also helps your visual library to see different kinds of face structures and stuff like this. You know, if you really find something that you love, it's not going to feel like, oh, I have to do this now, because it's gonna be so fun for you, you know?
Yeah, because you're not doing it because, oh, this is going to help my career. You're doing it because you love, to learn it at that moment, you know, the journey.
Oh, I like to hear about all this. I love it.
I guess by extension, if you just continue to do what you love, then your end portfolio will become that much more clear, do you think?
Yes.
Like, it becomes more consistent, and then people will know what
you specialize in.
What you specialize in and what to give you.
I think I have to say, like, Warrior Painters, when I started landscape painting with these guys, that became like an addiction that I kept on going out and painting. And I'd have a little tote bag with me, and I'm waiting in line at Disney for the ride, and say, oh, this is taking so long, let me take out this, and I just start painting, and it does help me out a lot. It has no connection with what I do, it seems like, at first, but actually helped me a lot with how lighting is outdoors, or being more not as indecisive, and putting the paint down, like, think before I put the paint down and put that shape down. So a little more like a careful thought process. You know, where I started, I just did creatures. Going back to what Yana was saying, I love scaring myself. So I just... all these demons and creatures. Oh, that's what I love so much. And my grandma used to tell me, why don't you paint pretty stuff?
like flowers,
you know, for her, you know, flowers. But that will cut into my time of drawing monsters. Who would have known, you know, that got me my first job?
Yeah, I think I thought differently because I got the job after graduate. And then eventually I wanted to work in a film. Because my image of film is that, oh, you have this idea and then you conceptualize it through the drawing and painting. But I don't know how to get there. Maybe just do what I like to do and then just aiming for the direction and eventually gonna get to the point. It was such a long journey. Now I see it in LA, especially after I came down to LA, I saw so many schools that have a very direct path. This is what I need to do in the portfolio to get the job.
Yeah.
But I kind of went around a lot. But during the time, now I can see that I kind of build the different experiences and I can get to do the painting that I love. What I do right now is actually I really like to do.
Yeah, how do you like it so far? Oh, both you guys.
It's fun, but I feel like So it's like my first time since like 7 years freelancing that I'm actually working with a team like this, or like at one job, you know, not just freelance. And I feel like with freelancing, like I said, like I would just paint what's fun for me, and I would put that online. And I feel like that's how I got my freelance clients. In my freelance time, everything was really in my comfort zone, because yeah. clients would just find me for the work I do. And they were like, we want exactly this. But yeah. I feel like at Marvel Studios, they just throw everything at me. Like, oh my God, this is so out of my comfort zone. I don't know how I should do this. Or every time they ask me to do another keyframe, I feel like this is like the most complicated keyframe I've ever done. I mean, at the same time, I feel like that's how I, like for the first time, maybe since like so many years, I feel like I'm so fulfilled at my job. And I don't know, that's like awesome. A lot of people also ask me, oh, do you do personal work and stuff? But right now, to be honest, I feel like I spend all my creative energy at work. Like yeah. all my brain just goes into work, and I love it. Like, I don't even, I'm not even mad about it, you know? So
I think you're happy. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
There's and the happiness so with the challenge and stuff.
You know, yeah, like, everything really... I got onto the work, everything I yeah. have, all my thoughts have going into work.
Yeah.
For me, like, working at Marvel Studios has kind of like, it's a bit of a dream for me, because it has all the work that I'm doing there. It's like everything I kind of love to do. When I was in college, like I wanted to do comics, and I would draw my own comic books. But then slowly, the reality of things would kind of dawn on me, and like, okay, I probably can't sustain myself as a comic book artist. So kind of that's how I lean more into conceptual work. So like the work that I do, like in Marvel, has like that perfect combination of like, you know, whenever I do a keyframe, it's like, oh, it's like
it's dude, a comic book keyframe.
It's a comic book keyframe, and then the source material is comics. So let me go. Research yeah. for a little
and you
bit.
Paint realism like how you
and
like
you paint
it.
Realism. Yeah, and you paint realistically the way I want. It's awesome.
It's a good mix between concept, you know, you have to think about ideas, and then also illustration with the keyframes. Yeah. It's like a nice balance, mix. You know, it never gets boring because it's always something different.
Yeah.
I know Justina has her experience too with, oh no, so much ideas to...
Yeah, I like to doing the idea part. And then I personally somehow, I'm not really good with the sharing my work. And then when I talk, when I work with this guy, they keep asking me, what is your idea? Just, I want to see your idea, write down, sketch. And then it is hard for me to actually keep, write a, you know, jot down and show them. I wanted to kind of holding it till the very last moment. I think that was a kind of no-no for, you know, everyone, because we have to kind of communicate better. So that part, I'm learning it. So it's like a bit different. Like when I was in the game, I guess, I working, they kind of give me the assignment. This is why you need to get it done. Then I make a plan. Like, okay, this is my monthly plan. This is how much I get it done. And then I'm happy. But here, you're consistently get asked, challenged, bring something new every minute.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so there's so many ideas. But
you guys will see your stuff on screen eventually. That I think that feeling is going to be really good. Yeah, it's just too bad with COVID's happening and we don't get to go to the premieres. Usually we should be going to the premieres.
Is it Yana's first film, right?
Yeah, Black Widow was the first one, and COVID happened. So I'm really excited to see how the work I've done is, how it's going to translate to the movies, you know, because I've been working there for like 1.5 years, and you know, sometimes you see a little bit, but I think it's gonna be a different experience, you know. I think,
but we can't talk about it. We can't talk about anything that's Black Widow,
and I wasn't going to.
I know. I'm just making fun, as well as Shang-Chi. Can't talk about that, but we should let people know about it.
Yes,
Shang-Chi. I can't wait for that too. First Asian superhero for Marvel.
I'm so excited. I that experience of you working on something, and I, what, 2-3 years later, you kind of see it in the different format. That probably feel really different.
I mean, that's also something interesting about movie industry. Like, since I was mostly working for games, I had no idea how fast it is that something gets done, you know, like for video games. Like if you work in a company, you're gonna work for, you know, multiple years on one project, And sometimes it might be even scrapped, you know, you never know. And just from working there, I feel like the production is like, it's very, everything goes very fast. I mean, that's at least my competitive game.
That's true. So actually, we're talking about live action industry. Can we talking a little bit about live action industry, like structure, like what it's like, the different department? I mean, I'm still learning it, so you guys probably have a better ideas. What do you guys think is the most difference between other industry and the live action industry?
I feel like I don't know too much about it, but from what I see, I feel like Marvel Studios is a pretty special place because I personally, as an artist, I feel I get a lot of time, enough time to really make something with good quality, you know what I mean? And from what I hear, that's something that's not so very typical in other industries, you know, like I feel like I'm really grateful for that I get enough time to make a good keyframe, but I heard that sometimes it's not always the case, you know? Mm-hmm. So
yeah, is it that's the case? I also heard that it's a very, we are generous time given to us. I know that Anthony and John both have a different studio experience. Could you please share with us?
I mean, most of my live action experiences is with Marvel Studios. So like Yana said, it is a very special place wherein you are given enough time, and which it's not representative of as the live action industry as a whole. But whatever other experience I had, it's a lot faster. There's budget is always on the mind, and don't always get a chance to maybe finish something to what you personally would like to see it as. But again, like most of my live action experiences through Marvel, so I think Anthony would have experience passing the ball.
I wonder how it is now, but before, when I first started a long time ago, I didn't have to paint anything. Everything was sketching things out, and then they would just build it in special effects shop. I've always been like fast, so that was one thing. Because I'm not that good, so I try to be faster. So I have more. No, before. Now I'm okay, but still I need more time.
Being humble.
The new breed of people that's coming in, it's high quality, and you know they get really inspiring. Actually, to have everyone there, the whole team is really amazing. You get inspiration from everyone. But in terms of work speed, you really have to balance out how fast they want it and the quality of work. So you almost have to use certain techniques. And sometimes you let the client know, you know, you want it this fast. So these are the images that I could do in this amount of time. But sometimes because you have a large amount of assets, I guess you could use those and cut and paste or use it modularly to be faster. And not stay within the way you like to paint. So the thing is that at Marvel, there are times where you have to use the techniques, but outside of Marvel, before you have to, you know, use every edge you can. I was working at Rhythm and Hues once, and we're supposed to turn out two ideas a day. You know, photo manipulation is the way to go, but you have to design it well too at the same time. So you have to sketch it out first. Find a nice pose that's already the pose you want, and then use your sketch as a starting point. Then you kind of build the costume on top of that base, and then light it. You know, so you kind of have to do it that fast. And then I got fairly fast at eventually doing one character in 3 hours. You know, but again, knowing the right techniques, sometimes an hour for a creature, I could do it fairly fast, like an hour and a half for like a creature design. But my sketch lines would still be on top of it. You know.
You know, so it doesn't matter how much technology got developed ever since you said it 22 years ago.
So hey, don't say that too often.
Okay. But still, you do everything based on good drawing foundation.
Yes. Good drawing, saying? Good design. Mm-hmm. You know,
good design. Mm-hmm.
There was a question I had that was very interesting in my one of my portfolio reviews. Is it better to have a really rendered portfolio and less design in it, or more design work and not very rendered and polished portfolio? And that was an interesting question. I just wanted to ask the question to these guys here.
That's a portfolio part.
Is it a balancing act, or
I feel like, again, it depends on what you want to do. If you concentrate more on design, you know, you're going to get more concept art jobs, you know. But if you focus more on illustration, you're going to have more illustration work, you know. Yeah, but this job is, you kind of have to have both. And actually, like, I feel like, you know, when, like, Anthony was talking to me about this job opportunity when it came up, I actually felt like, oh, but I don't feel like I have the right portfolio for this job. Like, I was really, like, struggling. Like, I have mostly illustration, but it's, like, mostly, like, pretty girl, you know, like, not much to it. So I felt like I didn't have too much concept art work.
Design work.
So design work, you know. So, but luckily, I, with art tests and stuff, I was able to show I can do that as well. But in the end, it really depends on what you want to do, you know, and I feel like...
But some, you know, some of your illustrations did have design work. I think that's the reason why I thought, okay, she could see design in her illustration. And it's all just a matter of showing some extra stuff to really to show that you can also design in line form. It's almost like seeing that. And then she could finish. So that combination is good. Having characters and keyframe art is mainly what we like to look for. That's the same thing with John. John had the really polished renderings and just, you know, good composition and stuff like that. So now he's designing characters.
But yeah, I think I did have a lot of polished work. So by extension, I attracted that kind of work with other jobs. I would get a lot of illustration work based off of that. But yeah, like Yana said, it's like, if you want to do more design work, then I guess focus on design.
Yeah.
You guys think that it's a pipeline, working pipeline is a very different. I think there's a lot of audience from animation industry or game industry. So I think maybe it's a good idea for us to kind of share what is a pipeline in the live action industry.
I think at Marvel, what's nice being here is when you get the direction or they're liking your work, then you kind of, you know, since... Ryan and, you know, leading the department, he likes to make sure you have some kind of ownership on your characters. If they're liking your stuff a little more and a little more, then you kind of take it and then you get to run and finish the work, you know, and then that goes on to the producers to approve it. And once it gets approved, then it goes to the costume department, and then they also put their, you know, spin on it. It's a big collaborative, you know, environment. This a lot of teams working together to fulfill this, you know, amazing movie. So that's kind of like the process. Sometimes we're on the project way before a script is there, or the director's hired, or even the actors, and we get to design it ahead of time, which is another great thing being at Marvel, because all the comic books are already there for the source materials. Yeah,
I kind of wish that you answered this question, because the pipeline of the live action is all different, and I'm still learning it as well. So thank you for answering, Anthony.
Yeah, well, this is Marvel. That's just Marvel stuff. But the other places, it's probably different. You know, you have an art director, and the art director kind of guides you more, maybe too much some places. You're a little more detached from the director, or from, you know, the people who make the decisions. Like in Rhythm and Hues, when I was on
Is it also live action, the one that
it's
you
live action
on?
Yeah, it was live action. It was oh my god, Hunger Games is what I'm thinking of. I was doing some buildings, and it's a little more, you know, it's not characters, but we get to do a bunch of different things, you know. But for Seventh Son, it's a little bit closer to the director wanted to see more paintings. I was the only one that painted there. I mean, I'm not the only one painted, but my stuff is a little looser. There's more 3D stuff in there, and he kind of more gravitated to that. So I became kind of like the guy who designed the final dragons for Seventh Son. But yeah, in other places, it's even faster. Like faster, they're almost like telling you exactly what you need to do. And you kind of don't have much input, just follow direction, which is an experience you have to experience.
I see how John works, and then he kind of trying to figure out with a different process that I'm not allowed to say because it's not my work. But yeah, I think it's a different for every studio.
Well, in games, you guys could tell us, John, how is it? How's the pipeline in games? Because you were an art director at some point, right?
Yeah, I got my start in mobile games when in its early stage. And a lot of the art there was almost like final asset type stuff. So like whatever art you made eventually ends up on the, platform. Mm-hmm. On the screen. So it was a combination of like, yeah, you come up with the idea and the concept, but then it has to be polished enough to be presentable, to be used as marketing images, as illustrations in the game as well. Yeah, so in that sense, it was slightly more different. We didn't pass it along for someone to take it into practical costume or final 3D asset for that job anyway.
And the result is different. So what we are doing is carrying the concept and an idea to became something real on the screen. So
Justina, did you work closely with the modelers for games and stuff? Sorry, I'm asking the questions. Why am I? Justina, you asked the questions.
Yeah, I was actually literally, I think that's the one thing that I liked about it, but also wanted to kind of going towards more art-driven side because I was in the meeting, like meeting after meeting after meeting, the game design meeting, going to 2D meeting, going to 3D meeting and animation meeting. And then in the end, I have to kind of sit next to the other modelers and animator so that we could sync up. So I didn't have a very little time for doing actual art. So I have to come home and then spend my own time to the art, which is, it wasn't that fulfilling. It was a really fun till some certain point. Because I want to do better at what I'm doing so that I can keep going forward to the direction that I want to go, which is kind of, someone asking me about what I think of the concept, I can bring my idea with a really great drawing and painting with a certain speed. So speaking of a personal dream, I wanted to hear what you guys want to be. I mean, you guys such accomplished, such inspirational artists. Like, I'm so honored to work with all of you and, obviously, but I want to know what kind of artist you want to be after maybe 10 years, or what is a goal as an artist?
I mean, when I look at my coworkers, they've all been at Marvel Studios for so long, like 8 years, 10 years or more. And I personally feel like it's such a good job, it's really like the best job I've ever had. And I could totally imagine myself being there for a long time, This is something, like the team is amazing. Like everybody's super respectful and helpful, which is also important if you work with other people. Cause I didn't have the best work experience working in an office before. That was like the thing that I was most scared of almost, cause you never know if you go to a new team, if you work in-house. I mean, now we obviously don't work in-house, but I think this is super important too, and at Marvel Studios, I feel I don't only have like work that's absolutely fulfilling. Like, I feel like this job is just perfect for me. I get to do really what I love to paint, and it's so fun. And at the same time, an awesome team. So it's like jackpot. So I don't really feel like I would.
You'll just blink your eyes once and it's 8 years later. That's
So you see yourself even after 10 years in the Marvel.
I mean, it's hard to tell where this whole world is going, So with climate change, we had these crazy fires in California right now, and this is scary. Like, I was screaming yesterday with an earthquake, heat waves, this kind of stuff.
Everything.
It's like, it's just more in my mind than like how is the future going to be than the job, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So as an artist, you're very fulfilled at the studio. That's awesome. Yeah, that's really good to hear.
How about you?
This is the best show I've heard as well. I dreamed about it. I was kind of imagining what it's to be like. It's actually live up to my expectations so far. What about you, John?
What Yana said.
No, you don't get away with that. You need to say in John Staub's words.
That's hard to say, I guess. My mind is just on next week's meeting. That's as far as I'm thinking. So that's my focus.
Next meeting, after that next meeting. And then, like Anthony said, once you blink in your eyes, 7 years of the meeting approval.
You're having so much fun that,
yeah,
it's just things go by fast. Next thing you know, my kids are like, "Who are you?" No, I'm just kidding. No, I still spend a lot of time. No, I'm kidding.
No, I think I just like kind of living in the moment, kind of, you know, it's really fun and I really enjoy it. So just enjoying the work.
Mm. I'm just wondering that you guys have to adapt to kind of new program to do the job better, like any 3D or any new technology.
I tell myself I want to learn Blender for so long. It would be helpful.
Oh, man. I just have the program and I haven't opened it yet.
Now, every concept artist I talk to, they said there's a Blender.
They do the donut, you know, the famous donut tutorial and they stop. And that's kind of me. But, I mean, right now, like, just working from home, to be honest, I just use my iPad. I just use Procreate. Like, I don't even have a computer. We're not subscribed to Photoshop anymore, actually.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. You're able to switch to that. So the iPad is... It gets to where you know the quality you want or to the
I feel like there's sometimes there's layer limitations and stuff, but you kind of get to work around it. And I miss certain things like some certain filters and stuff. But
yeah,
it's really. I mean, I don't want to like. I didn't get paid to say that. Okay? But it's enough for me to work. You guys know me. Like at work, even I have my, you know, they got this amazing computer for me, this really powerful machine, and I just sit there with my
Procreate
and draw on my iPad. Yeah.
She's just spinning around her chair. Whee! Just drawing.
Yeah. So awesome. I wish I can do it, not just like all the computer gears. I tried it, but it's not easy. I was watching a Kiana's tutorial. Like, I want to sit on the sofa and then draw. I was like, no, it's not yet. Not for me.
You just need to force yourself to do one image. You know, it's like always when you learn a new tool, it's like weird. You don't know what to do. Everything seems clumsy. But if you force yourself to do just one full illustration in it, then the next one's going to be like no-brainer kind of, you know. So, I mean, at the end, there's like so many people who don't use 3D and they get also along well, you know. Like if I look at Carla Ortiz, you know, I don't think she uses 3D with her illustrations. They look amazing, you know, so I feel like it would help me, it would benefit me a lot. But yeah, maybe when this quarantine is over and I have a computer, then I'm gonna get back to it. Yeah.
I just got the question that was like, what is the key difference between junior position versus a senior position? What do you guys think?
I feel like all the artists, they're pretty on the same level. Like in the end, we all have to be kind of interchangeable in a way, you know? I feel like they really, I think that's what I appreciate about this job too. They're really careful in who they hire, you know? And I feel like that's how you make sure you have this amazing team who are also very good people, you know? And I don't think there's like a hierarchy between like us, you know? I mean, that's at least what I think, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We make sure the people we get along with, you know, you get someone to come to the interview. That means your work is already great. We like it a lot. But now to see if we could easily talk to each other, communicate and hear, feel the vibe, like if we vibe together. So that's kind of like why you'd be asked to come in. Yeah, it's a good place.
What is something you wish you knew when you started out your career? I guess like something
in general.
No specific, Yana. I want a specific answer. Just kidding. No,
for me, I feel like there was no other choice than this, you know? Like I feel like, you know, like I'm this one trick dolphin. Like no way I could do anything else than this. Like I would suck at any other profession. There's no other choice for me, you know. This is the best it can get and I'm happy. And I definitely feel like my first job that I ever had, I learned so much, you know, just because how it wasn't a very good experience in the end. But I feel like almost like everybody needs to make this one shitty experience, you know? Like it's
compared to
like you're young and you don't know much. You know, that's how it is, you know. So maybe I don't regret like going to through anything that's bad, because it just makes you the person you are now, you know, and that is going to help you to deal with people or to deal with your job in the future. So everything is good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Like it. That's a good, yeah, I like your answer.
Very good, John.
Yeah, John.
There's a lot of things I wish I knew, but at the same time, it's probably because early on, you just focus on the art itself that a lot of other things you kind of put on the side. So, but along the way, you tend to learn these things. For example, when I was an art director, you can't focus solely on the art. You have to deal with people who speak a different language. They speak a business language. They speak a marketing language. And you have to kind of cater to their priorities and their needs. You know, those are things I probably wish I knew, but I was busy enough, too busy, like just, I got to draw better, got to paint better. That had to be kind of like push to the side. And eventually you'll kind of go through it and you'll learn. So I guess also just be open to learning these things that you wish you probably knew earlier on.
Also, just do focus the one thing. As when you're starting out, do not be spent by others' need. That's what you are saying.
I mean, I chose to be an artist, so like, and if I want to be hireable as an artist, that should be my focus. If I'm trying to be an artist, but all of a sudden I get too into like the business side, then I feel like that would have taken away from my development as an artist.
Like, don't lose your
passion.
I think like having your core is important, and then you branch out from there, and you just keep adding to that core. Like, oh, you learn more about the business, you learn more about the marketing side. I think having a strong core is very important.
Yeah,
it's almost like that's your authority as your the job is like. Yeah, okay, he might not be good, but we know he's good at artists. He does that part well.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get distracted with other priorities. Don't prioritize stuff that doesn't add to your skill set that you want to be good at. Something like that.
That's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So is that not what
it is? No, that doesn't agree.
You got to get enough sleep so your creativity, your hand take breaks. It has nothing to do with no. Yeah. I think it's more like not getting distracted. No, this is usually for younger people that are still being distracted by partying instead of working on their craft, you know, or like you're an art director, you wish you were open with other ways of learning things. So when you became an art director, it would be a little easier. That's what I got from what you're saying.
I mean, it's very case by case, you know, it's not really a general advice for anyone. Yeah. It's just, that's what I did. I know that my main value to as someone hireable was as an artist at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I had to just focus on that to make sure I was employable. And then later you build on top of that. I built on top of that.
Yeah. Like, but, don't take a job as a bounty hunter. Stay as an artist. I just love someone. I know an artist that tried to be a bounty hunter and I can't draw anymore. I go, yeah, well, what? You better stop being a bounty hunter. Keep on your drawing. You're so good.
Isn't a bounty hunter someone who looks like for people? Like,
that looks for people, yes. That is what he was trying to do. But he doesn't go and beat them up and grab them. No, he just finds them. Yeah, he could take them in. Then they're not all criminals. I think some of them just wanted for, you know, I don't know.
So I personally wanted to tell others, like, it's like from the personal things, that be healthy, like work out, because this actually eat up a lot of stamina. Like, it's not just about live action. I think when I just started working, it's kind of hard to stop. I think the one thing that it got me to slow down, or being even mood-wise of being negative, is because I don't have enough energy to going on. And then everything start kind of feel like coming down on me. That's why I start working out a lot. Yes, so get some sun, eat the good food, because I have to compete also with a lot of artists who's like a very healthy. Like, my meaning of health is that they're up all night for 3 days straight. They're fine. It's like, how did you?
Have you done that, Yana? Have you stayed up? What's the longest you guys like stay up till you're done with the piece?
I haven't done all night. Like, I would rather work every day a little bit more and then I'm somebody like if on the day of the deadline, if it's not like 3 hours done before, I just get too stressed, you know. Yeah. I'm like somebody who can't do like even when back in my freelance time, like just having two jobs at once, I'm like, oh shit, I'm never gonna get it done, you know. So
yeah,
I think the recovery for all nighters is much longer.
Yeah.
Now. So you definitely save it for critical moments. You don't do it every night.
Yeah. Yeah, don't. Mm.
So be healthy, taking care of yourself. I got the last 3 minute Q&A. Number one question. How's a Marvel Viz Dev different from feature animation Viz Dev?
Has anybody worked in animation?
I haven't. I don't know. I know there's a different pipeline in animation, right? I'm guessing now. I know there's a designer, and then the designer line work goes to someone who colors it, and then it goes to a 3D modeler. You know, I think because we have to design, paint, and kind of finish the whole keyframe, and then you send it off with all the...
I think we can answer as we don't know.
Yes.
We don't know.
Sorry, guys. But thank you. Like, I'm really trying to.
That's right.
Second question. So how important is it to be in LA when entering the industry?
Now everybody's working from home. I feel like in general, this industry is going to be, I don't know, I'm just speculating, but I feel like it's going to be more open for people to work somewhere else, you know? Yeah. But I do feel like it was very important for that job to be on there, you know, on the side, you know? Yeah.
Now animation seems to be, I'm building my animation portfolio just in case. Just kind of like what might happen, you know. Animation is still going strong right now, so whoever's in animation right now, it's, I think it's a good
video games
you know?
Video games, yeah.
Still curious to see how films will be made right now with this happening. We'll see in the next few months.
Also, so just wanted to add something. I feel like this kind of question maybe comes to a place that if you think that, oh, if I'm not in LA, I'm not going to be able to get this kind of jobs. Mm. But I think in the end, where you are, it doesn't matter too much. Because when I was in Germany, you know, I was getting pretty cool freelance work, you know. And in the end, there's always the possibility to freelance, you know. Maybe it's a bit more complicated for movie industry because there's also the whole union stuff, and you know. But in the end, what matters is, yeah, your portfolio, and then there's always the possibility to work for a video game company or to work for other companies and do the things you love, you know. So yeah.
And if you're shy with other people, then this is even better. You get to work from home, email them, right? Because some people are just so shy to push themselves out there, right? And they're like, I don't want to go there. I'll meet other people. But then artwork for you, you just have one point person, and then you converse with them, and then you bring in your work. So like what Yana's saying, it's a lot more possibilities now. Even learning art, you know, it's just so much. I wish I had that when I started.
Yeah, online makes it everything possible. I think because when we, I mean, my case is John and I was out of LA when he started working at Marvel too. We just decided to move down here because we want to be around. We didn't need to become that. So.
Yeah, I was working in San Francisco and then started freelancing for Marvel. I mean, the way they found me was through just portfolio. So yeah, that's the most important, like Dan and Anthony were talking about. And then like 2 months later, I think we just, you know what, let's do it. Let's move down to LA. Let's ride this. See how far this
takes. The fastest packing ever.
Yeah,
packing.
Like we packed in like a week and then drove in our tiny sedan with our four cats.
I think good thing is that I can meet up to the people in person. Like when I met the Anthony, then I end up meeting Yana and then Angela and then Kay and then Michelle, everyone here. So I think as a question answer wise, I don't think that it doesn't need to be necessary to be in LA to get into the industry either.
No.
It would be helpful, but it's too much. You can't just come down to LA.
Too much money.
Yeah, too much money. And then it's like the thought of if I go into LA, I'm going to get the job. I think it's too dangerous.
As long as you have a plan, you should do it. If you have a plan. But actually, even if you don't have a plan, maybe if you just want to try it out. But during COVID, like Yana said, I don't know. During COVID,
it maybe opens it up more.
Yeah. It's,
I'm going to move on to third question. This is actually for specific two words, Yana and Anthony. So what were the struggles when you were teaching yourself art?
I think for me, like the way how I learned, it didn't felt like too much of a struggle because I always try to find a way how it's fun for me. This is kind of how I live by, is just find a way to learn that's really fun. And then it's not going to feel like learning, you know, it's just going to feel like enjoyable and you want to keep doing it. And I think that's how I see it. But of course, like there's always like, you always have to struggle. Oh, I'm not good enough. And this imposter syndrome, you know, I feel like that never goes away, you know? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I feel like if I keep learning and I'm this good, you know, I'm going to feel good about myself. But no, I don't think it's ever going to happen. You know, you're always going to feel like you can always get better unless you're like maybe Greg Mullins, you know, then you're like the art god and you just got it. But maybe even he feels like he needs to improve, you know? So I guess it's like a constant struggle, but at the same time, if you put the work into it, you're going to get better. You know, it's just a fact. So just be patient with it and you're going to see results.
Be patient.
Sometimes the struggle is knowing what to study, I guess, with some students, or having certain teachers maybe not able to give you the right advice. I know we're working on our own, like doing the thing we love. So even whatever the artwork looks like, I'm drawing creatures. I love this, so no one else could tell me what to do with it. You know, like then you get better through time. It is hard, huh, Yana? Like, what is the struggle? The struggle is just going through that journey of pushing yourself to do it, because you're your own kind of person that's holding you back or not believing in yourself, or I can't do this. Oh, there's a person I could show my portfolio to, but I'm too scared he might say it sucks, you know, or something like that, or apply for
it. You pointed at me, Anthony's talking about
my time. No, no. Aha, I caught you. Yeah, that's the part that's I always going to be there. Like Yana said, even at Marvel, your work will always get rejected at some point, or one whole year you don't have any approvals. But then there's always a good way to see it in terms of someone I worked for in special effects industry. He had told me that even if your stuff wasn't approved, but if that's the direction they don't want to go, at least you help in that sense. So it's still kind of a positive twist to it. And yeah, be patient with yourself and try to see the positive side of stuff, even though it always sounds like it's wrong.
It's really hard to I guess, like you said, everyone failed. I feel like I keep failing, but I keep backing up. I guess that's my plus side.
Even if you got rejected the first time, you know, you just keep going. And then eventually you're going to get it.
Keep going. It's just, I'm going to keep going that direction.
Yeah.
I think when I struggle, Anthony told me that you shoot for the moon, at least going to land on the star.
No, that's shoot for the stars. For the stars. And then you can land for the moon. The moon. It's like, oh, you pass the star. Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that was what I was thinking. It's like, I know I love what you guys are doing. I love that direction. So I just keep wanting to be better. And then
just visualizing the end result and doing everything you needed to get there. I know John had that idea, kind of. Right, I want to be there, and then what do I need to do to put together to work at Marvel? Yeah.
Mm. So the fourth question is, how much do you plan your design before you paint or do render and adjustment design at the same time? Like, how much time you guys actually put in the design process?
Before the actual painting, because the final painting is more of like an illustration. So I spent a lot of time doing like thumbnails. Just very quick, blocky thumbnails of major shapes and a lot of the bigger design decisions before I actually go in there and start adding anatomy and lighting and all that stuff. So quite a bit of time is actually spent deciding right off the bat, like the general direction at those like very, very tiny thumbnails. And, you know, those are just for me, so I can like be confident in, you know, committing to how many hours this painting will take. So I can feel good about the painting as well. Then you start doing the poses and then the more finished look afterwards. So short answer, yes, a lot of time.
Yeah, I think that's kind of interesting. At Marvel Studios, maybe it's general in movies that even if you do like a character design, it always has to be like this fully rendered. You know, even if you do different versions of the same character, it's always fully rendered. You can't just show a sketch, you know, and that's it. And then they're going to choose from the sketch and then you do the final thing. No, every single sketch is a final product in a way. So it gives you a lot of room to play, to add a lot of design decisions already during the process of painting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned that I start spending more time on pre-planning. It's like, okay, I got a design and they have all the plan and then kind of divided by hourly or daily and trying to meet that so that I wouldn't panic. Still panicking, but it has that plan, that working out, give me some sort of insurance. So yeah, I think I learned the most from the studio is being pre-planning, like not just jumping in and doing it. Research everything, thought through everything, sketching everything, every stage you spend a good enough time so that I feel comfortable to going, you know, moving on.
I think maybe all kind of work similar way already. Maybe some days I don't pre-plan. I just like, oh man, I just have to go for it. Just finish one, no pre-planning, and then that's my pre-plan for my next one that I'm going to do like multiple, you know, 10 to 20 ideas or something. But these guys are so good with finishing their work. Mine's not as finished, except when I have time, you know, I try to finish as much as I can. But I try. I think with the pre-planning, I guess definitely finding the right gesture for my image first, like really like powerful pose or something. That's where I take a lot of time and looking for reference or finding or shooting reference myself to see if can I even pose in this pose because it looks so cool and I try it and I'm like, oh, falling over, you know, it's like, oh wow, that's not natural. But sometimes the pose just looks powerful enough that maybe I could kind of use some, you know, parts of the reference and just put on there. But definitely finding the right reference is an important part of the process, so the end result won't be so difficult, you know. It sometimes says, I don't know if it's a ego thing or what. It's like, I know the arm, I know it going this way. I could paint that, and you're painting it. I could just take a picture and then use that, you know, and instead of like painting it over. If I could find the right lighting exactly, or even a image from a movie that I like, so at least I have it kind of on the side. Okay, this is the color palette I kind of like. But some days you have it already in your head and just go straight for it. And I think that happened to me with the Dora Milaje. There's no reference. I just went and just did that.
It's your experience and yeah, the background that you had.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes if you know the basics of the anatomy, you could get away with being faster that way.
I think we are actually over the time. So we this is the end of the questionnaire. Thank you so much, and Yana and Anthony and John.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We love hearing from you. Feel free to write us a review on Apple Podcasts or other platforms. Leave us a comment on YouTube or just message us on Instagram. If you want to support us, please consider donating on Gumroad. You'll find a link in the description. All right, see you again soon.